Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's Donovan Mitchell, the one guy that showed up yesterday against the Boston Celtics. Cavs get crushed, 120-95. May not have even been that close. Mitchell did score 33 points. Boy, did he work hard. He had 5 assists. He had 3 rebounds. He had a steal. He tried. He tried. Make that 6 rebounds, Donovan Mitchell. But, man, it was tough. It was just wave after wave of defenders and tall defenders that were all over the map yesterday. Anthony Lyman, Matt Derry in for Ken Carman today. And I couldn't blame Ken if on the cruise line he said, no thanks, after the first half. I could totally understand that on the nude cruise that Ken is at right now. So, Matt,
wow.
Donovan is somebody who is spectacular, and you saw why. I mean, those tough finishes over the outstretched arms of the Celtics, the way that he weaves in and out, he Euro steps around guys. But you just see how much effort that takes and all of that just to lose by 25.
I mean, and that's the worry, Anthony, is that, you know, look, Cavs fans want them to win the series. They want them to pull this out. They want to find a way to advance and make a run in this thing. And obviously, Boston's the favorite. They're the best team. They've been the best team in the league. They won 37 home games this year. And the Cavs can't win on the road in the playoffs, say their lives go back to last year, but he needs help. I mean, I think the Celtics are allowing him to do his thing and just taking everybody else away. But like we talked about earlier, I mean, Luke Kornet should not have 6 offensive rebounds. Boston owned the glass. They played tougher. Yeah, they hit threes and they were moving the ball and doing what the Celtics do, and they put up 120 points. But you asked going into the break, and I'm sure we'll go to the people on this on the phones, you know, what changes would you make? Well, first things first, be tougher. And you had a little built-in excuse that you're coming off an emotional win on Sunday. You got a then quick turnaround Tuesday in Boston, brand new series. But tomorrow night, there needs to be a little bit more fight. And there needs to be a little bit more, we get the ball down low, we dunk it with authority, and we get back down the floor. You know, Mobley missing chippies, Kornet the offensive rebounds. It looked like men against boys last night. And that's not the let them know that we're supposed to be rallying around.
Boy, that seems like the easiest thing that they could try to correct. And look, we know, and I said this yesterday, as much as I was trying to hype up potentially stealing one of the first two games in Boston, I did add that if Boston shoots well, you got no shot. That's how good they are. That's the level that they are. That if they play their A game, and I don't even know if they played their A game last night. I mean,
Not in the first half.
They shot it well from three, but I've seen them shoot much, much better, which is crazy, a crazy thought. You know, when they've got guys like Derek White who can just go into, he have 7 threes last night. He is unstoppable as a point guard on that team. What a fit. And by the way, as an aside, before we get to some of JB Bickerstaff's comments from yesterday, you know, I went over and it's just, kind of, you know, something I know it doesn't matter to fans, like right now, what guys are making money-wise.
I saw your tweet last night. Yes.
But doesn't it put in perspective, like, the embarrassment of riches for the Boston Celtics? So, like, Max Strus this offseason got 4 years, $63 million. I don't even think that's an overpay. Like, if it wouldn't have been the Cavs, he would have gotten it. I did not like the signing for the Cavs for the multitude of reasons I've gone over time and time again. And I actually think Max had a good year for them, but just not shooting. 4 years, $63 million is what Max Strus made. Darius Garland signed the Max. 5 years, $197. Derek White, 4 years, $70 million. What a bargain.
Great deal.
Better because he plays both ends. He is terrific defensively.
He's the most underrated player in the game.
I mean, honestly.
He is.
He is. I mean, he's played like an all-star this year, and he's a role player for them. And yeah. I know he'll play the point. It really doesn't matter who they call the point guard on that team. They'll let Jason Tatum bring the ball up. They'll let Jaylen Brown. Like, I think we get carried away. And I think that's part of the team-building mistake that teams like the Cavs have made. Like, we've got to have our point guard, Darius Garland. And I'm watching other teams. Like, Luka Doncic is the point guard. It's not even Kyrie. It's Luka. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, Golden State did not care who brought the ball up for those Golden State Warrior teams that won the titles. Like, they don't, it doesn't matter. It's an old way. It's an antiquated way of thinking. But Derek White, 4 years, $70 million. That guy, he's a Swiss Army knife on any team, and he's a positive defender. He's really a lockdown defender. Think about Jalen Suggs with a jump shot. You know, that is how valuable he is to that team. And yet we're sitting here propping up Darius Garland as a max player. Who would you rather have? I mean, honestly, point blank, who would you rather have, Derek White or Darius Garland?
Well, right now, Derek White, the way he's playing. Darius Garland just hasn't been himself all year. Yeah. Of course you'd take Derek White. Now, but again, like you said, we haven't talked about him. And I mean, it's been 2 hours into the show, we're finally mentioning this guy. I mean, he was hitting step back threes, and there was stuff that the Cavs could not do. There was just Boston ball movement and their ability for shot making. But again, when you look at the rebound advantage was a farce and bad. You can't give them these second opportunities. And again, no Jared Allen really hurts. I know people say, well, you know, the Cavs won a series technically without Jared Allen, and they can do it. Yes, they can. But it's going to be tough. Boston's really good. You do have to tip your cap and know how good they are. But to get housed by 25, not a good look. Not at all.
Well, J.B. Bickerstaff talked after the game, and the one sentiment I kind of heard, I don't know if you got this from hearing some of the Cavs players. I know Donovan Mitchell's not a panic guy, you know, and he's not really going to set the tone in a press conference. We know what he'll do. He'll behind the scenes. He'll grab guys. He'll pump them up. We saw that in Game 7 with Darius Garland. One thing that I thought I heard a little bit too much of, like acting like that was a feel-out game. Like we had to see it to understand it. We had to actually stand next to the Boston Celtics to truly understand. Like, guys, game one, you got to try to fight from the get-go. This is not a mess-around thing. It's not a feel-out for a team like the Cavs when you're going up against a one seed. You know, you should know what that team, that Boston team, is all about. You shouldn't need a feel-out.
This is the NBA, though. This is what we're seeing way too much of. And this is why a lot of fringe sports fans, but maybe casuals, as people like to say the NBA is trash at times when teams just, I'm not saying I don't think the Cavs mailed last night in, they didn't, but how many mail-ins have we seen now in some of these series?
Like a lot of blowouts.
The Magic mailed in a couple of those games in Cleveland. It looked like it, the way that they played, not late in the series, but early in the series. And it's like, what do you guys, you're right, feel-out game, Anthony? You and I grew up, all these games are all wars. And now it's like,
Knicks series that you're seeing, right? Both Knicks series. Those have been every game. You think the Knicks have a feel out, you know, even in them? Is that in their DNA? No.
No. And the minute Denver got punched in the mouth in game one against Minnesota the other night, they laid down. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, the champs.
The Nuggets are laying down?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the Cavs laid down, but...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, play the clip because I agree with you.
Yeah, here's Bickerstaff on potential adjustments and what they need to do.
You know, obviously there's a lot of areas that we can improve upon. Facing a team like Boston, I think it's good to be able to play them, you know, and see them and then play them again because, you know, you're not used to the speed until you get up against them, you know, especially coming from a series that we just came from that was, you know, more of a slugfest. You know, we'll learn from it and we'll be better on Thursday.
The one thing I don't like about that, and it's easy to pile on JB, like I don't know if it would have mattered who the coach was yesterday. I got to be frank with you. I don't think there were necessarily any huge rotation gaffes. I know you brought up that they were, what, down double digits, and then they went to zone, and then that put the game out of reach.
Yeah, it was late in the game. It was kind of a buffoonish move, but the game was already
Yeah, so I don't think there necessarily is going to be any fix in that way. I do think you can play harder. I think you can be more physical, even if you think, like, oh, Evan Mobley and Darius don't really have that in them. But, you know, you do have Tristan Thompson. You do have Morris. Donovan Mitchell's capable of being physical. You do have guy Max Strus can be physical. You do have guys on that team. Maybe George Yang off the bench. I know nobody wants to ever see him again in a Cleveland uniform, which you do know they signed him to a contract. And it wasn't a one-year deal. So no. You're going to see George Yang again. I do think they have the capability of just playing harder and fighting. And what I didn't like that I heard from JB, he basically put Boston on a pedestal and said, well, you just have to understand. I mean, they are like this super team, and you had to kind of see it and feel it to understand it. Like, man, it kind of sends a message like we're just fortunate to even be on the same court as the Boston Celtics.
I don't know if he said that. I take it like
I'm saying the tone of it.
He knows what they just like. Look, they made it a point to want Orlando in the first round. We've been through this. You and Ken were through this for 3 weeks. So then now it's like, yeah, all right, you played this cute little Magic team. It's kind of like, all right, good JV team. Now you're getting the damn varsity. You're getting a 60 win team here. Well, they win 64 win team here in the Celtics. So yeah, they're the real deal. But bottom line is, if Morris has to play more, I mean, I guess you could make that adjustment, but take some hard fouls. I just thought at times last night they were getting clowned. Luke Kornet's flying in for tip jams. The next time he tries to do that, I'm not saying undercut him like Lambert.
Yes, you are. You're saying take
a
cheap shot.
Am,
where is
it
cheap? It's okay.
Maybe a little bit of, a little something here. Show me that didn't look like a playoff game to me from the Cavs. And yeah. You don't want to go back to the marshmallow late 80s Cavs Bulls stuff, but I kind of feel.
But you at least want to, if your slogan is let them know, in all seriousness. You at least want to
let them know.
To let them know that you're in this series, that you're going to be there. And like I think Boston respects the hell out of Donovan Mitchell.
Yes, I do.
After who do they respect? After that game one, who do they truly respect on that Cavaliers team that they think is going to show fight, that they think is going to bring some physical prowess to this game in game two? You know, maybe your best shot in game two is that Boston might think you're a walkover. They did that with Miami in the last series. I think they dominated game one, and then game two they lost. Miami also shot an insane percentage from three. I think they were 50%, hit like 23s. So you're going to need to dial some of that up too. Do they give up on Sam Merrill after that first game? I hope not. They got to find a way. I wasn't one that subscribed to, hey, Sam Merrill's going to change everything. And obviously it also would be nice to have Dean Wade. And maybe we're getting closer to that.
But again, J.B. Bickerstaff showed all year that he didn't want to play that kid. Dean Wade had that one game where he was unbelievable. Was it the Pacer game?
No, it was Boston.
The Boston. 20,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Comeback again.
And then where was he? Coach has not shown that he wants to put him out there for some odd reason. I don't know if they got beef or what it is, but. Yeah, if he's healthy and somebody's got to come in and be a little bit of a spark plug and shove a little bit. There was no shove last night. Not at all.
All right, 216-474-0092. And there is a stat that is becoming more alarming by the day when it comes to the Cavs under J.B. Bickerstaff. We will get to that. I want to hear from fans about how they can reverse this, or if you think they're just so outclassed, it's not even worth making adjustments. And can you take a 75-year-old former wrestler, one of the best of all time? Would you challenge him to a fist fight? Oh, we'll get to that here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.